From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama said today he welcomes apparent progress in the Senate toward reaching a compromise on whether a so-called public option should be included in a health care overhaul bill. The president's comments coming even as details of the compromise remain sketchy.
The Senate made critical progress last night with a creative new framework that I believe will help pave the way for final passage and a historic achievement on behalf of the American people.
The broad agreement that Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid announced last night would not entirely resolve whether a government-run health care option will be taken out of the bill, but instead would present a number of options proponents say would do the same thing. It would include a tentative agreement to include a health plan to be administered by the agency that handles federal employees' health care. It would also open Medicare to uninsured Americans at an earlier age. The Senate is in its 10th straight day of debate on the health care overhaul. NPR has learned a federal grand jury in New York has started looking at the evidence the Justice Department has collected against the mastermind of the 9/11 attacks and four others. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports.
Attorney General Eric Holder announced last month that the professed mastermind of the 9/11 attacks, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, and four other men would be tried in a U.S. district court in New York. Now sources tell NPR the next step in the process, a federal grand jury weighing whether there's sufficient evidence to bring an indictment, has just started. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed is already under indictment in the Southern District of New York for his alleged role in a 1995 plot to blow up airlines over the Pacific. The grand jury is now looking at bringing an entirely different indictment related to the September 11th attacks. Officials expect the grand jury will finish their work in a matter of weeks. It isn't clear whether the indictment will be kept under wraps or made public. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, New York.
The Obama administration said today it is extending the controversial TARP financial rescue program until October of next year, despite calls by some lawmakers for it to be shut down. NPR's John Itzy reports.
To extend the TARP, the administration only needed to notify Congress of its intent. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner did so in a letter to House Speaker Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Reid. Geithner told them the $700 billion program had helped to bolster confidence in the financial system. So far, most TARP funds have been used to shore up big financial firms and auto companies. In a new report, the TARP Congressional Oversight Panel criticized the program for doing too little to stave off home foreclosures and boost lending for small businesses. In his letter, Geithner said the TARP will focus on those issues in the coming year. He also said the government would recover all but $42 billion of the $364 billion disbursed by the TARP in the last fiscal year. John Itzy, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow was up 51 points. This is NPR. Officials say a missing U.S. student who turned up in Pakistan is alleged to have left behind what investigators are referring to as a farewell video. They say it features American casualties and statements saying the Muslims must be defended. Officials say the student is one of five missing students being detained by Pakistani authorities. The five, including a Pakistani-American, an Egyptian-American, and a Yemeni-American, have been the object of an FBI manhunt for the past week. One was apparently a student at Howard University in Washington. The five were picked up in a raid on a home in eastern Pakistan. Tens of thousands of people are still without power across Wisconsin. That's after the season's first major snowstorm. We have more from Milwaukee Public Radio's LaToya Dennis.
Weather conditions across the state of Wisconsin are a mixed bag. While some are digging out from under the 18 inches of snow that fell overnight, people in Milwaukee are dealing with remnants of a rain-snow mixture that left the roads slippery and many without power. Several school districts gave students the day off, and all state government offices have been ordered closed. According to meteorologists, areas of the state could see wind gusts up to 50 miles per hour. Temperatures are also expected to approach 0 degrees by Thursday morning. Wisconsin is under a state of emergency until midnight. For NPR News, I'm LaToya Dennis in Milwaukee.
The social networking site Facebook has announced a revision to its privacy settings. It says it's aimed at giving its more than 350 million users greater control. Starting today, Facebook says it will require all its users to review and update their privacy settings. The company says new control should simplify its previous privacy system. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.